Good morning. So the topic of today's shiur is going to be whether a person is able to appeal a psak that he gets in Beis Din. If a person comes to a Din Torah and he loses the case, and he feels that Beis Din didn't rule correctly, and he wants to know, is he, through the prism of halacha, able to appear in front of a different Beis Din and appeal the psak of the original Beis Din? That is the question that we are going to discuss today. And the start-off point is the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about a disputed loan between a borrower and a lender. You have a malveh and a loaveh. And the question is about a particular loan that took place between them. The malveh wants to appear in front of Beis Din that is in his city. And the loaveh says, no, I want to go to the more prestigious Beis Din elsewhere. I want to take you to the Beis Havad, the bigger Beis Din in a different city. The halacha is, says the Gemara, the malveh, the lender, has the right to force the borrower to appear in front of the Beis Din in his town. Why? Because eved loaveh lemish malveh. When you borrow money from someone, you're somewhat meshubet to him. You're somewhat subjugated to his desires because he lent the money to you. Therefore, says the Gemara, the borrower has no right to force the lender to appear in front of the Beis Havad and appear in front of the more prestigious Beis Din elsewhere. He has to come to the Beis Din in the city of the lender. That's the Gemara says. However, says the Gemara, if in fact the borrower is forced to appear in front of the Beis Din of the Malveh, he is able to demand that the Beis Din provide him with a rationale for their ruling. If they rule against him, since he didn't really want to appear in front of this Beis Din, he was forced. So the borrower can say to Beis Din, okay, I came to appear in front of you, but you have to give me reasons for your psak, and then I'm going to be able to appeal it. So the Gemara says that in that case, there seems to be a justification for appealing the psak if you come to Beis Din by virtue of the fact that you're a loive, you're a borrower, and you are forced to appear in front of the Beis Din of the Malveh. That is the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Aleph, says Taisvis. It's mashma from here that this is exclusive to a case where you're forced to appear in front of this Beis Din. Since you were forced to appear in front of this Beis Din, you have special rights for an appeal. And only is this in this case, is there a requirement incumbent on Beis Din to provide you with a reason for their psak. However, says Taisvis, in a normal case, where you weren't forced to appear in front of Beis Din, Beis Din doesn't have to provide you with any rationale. Beis Din could issue a psak, and you have no ability to appeal their psak. As Isaac Taisvis. Now, there's a very important machlekes hapoiskim regarding the scope of this Gemara. So the Gemara over here is saying that if you force the borrower to appear in front of a Beis Din in the city of the Malveh, in the city of the lender, and he doesn't really want to go, so you have to issue a reason for your psak because he then can appeal the psak. Now, says the Nagdi Behuda, this is not exclusive to a case where you were forced to appear in front of the Beis Din, even if you went voluntarily. However, you came by virtue of the fact that you got a hazmona, you were subpoenaed to Beis Din. It's not like you chose to come to Beis Din, you were forced to come to Beis Din by virtue of a hazmona. That too is included in this Gemara, and you're able to ask them for a reason. They have to give you a reason, and you're able to appeal it, because you are somewhat being forced to appear in front of Beis Din. So even though you went voluntarily once you got the subpoena, but lamaisa, at the end of the day, you were subpoenaed, you did get a hazmona to appear, therefore, it's somewhat forced, and you are able to ask for a reason, and then you are going to appeal the psak. Now, many other places can disagree, and they say that no. They say that this halacha only applies when you are actually forced to come in front of this Beis Din. In other words, you want to go to a different Beis Din, and you have the unfortunate mitzias of being a loive, and you therefore had no rights to demand that the malveh come to a bigger Beis Din. Only in that case do we say that you were forced to appear in front of the Beis Din, and only then could you appeal their decision. However, in a case where you got a hazmona, you were subpoenaed, but you came voluntarily when you got the hazmona, that's not considered being coerced to appear in front of the Beis Din, and therefore you're unable to ask for a reason in such a case, and you are unable to appeal their ruling. That's how many paiskim assume. Lamaisa, other paiskim say that no, we paskim like the Nagdi Behuda. In this case as well, it's considered as if you were forced because you were issued a hazmona, and therefore you're able to appeal the decision of Beis Din. So that is the first discussion regarding a case where you were forced to appear in front of the Beis Din even though you didn't really want to. In that case, you're able to ask for a reason and you're able to appeal the decision of Beis Din. And the machlekes achreinim is how far this extends. In a case of a hazmana, do we say that this as well is included in being forced and you're able to appeal the decision of Beis Din? Now, there's another Gemara that pertains to the issue of appealing a psak, and that is in Bav Metzia and Perek Ezeo Neshech. The Gemara is talking about a partnership. And the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, let's say you had two partners who had a business together. And all of a sudden, one of them unilaterally went ahead and without the consent of his partner, dissolved the partnership. He went ahead and dissolved the partnership on his own. And the Gemara said that the other partner hauled him in front of Beis Din, claiming that he had no right to simply dissolve the partnership without the knowledge and consent of his partner. And the Gemara paskin that he did have a right to dissolve the partnership. He had a right, and therefore, there was nothing that the other partner could do to retain the initial partnership. The Gemara says that subsequently, they partnered up in wine. These two partners again made a shutfus in wine, and this time it was the reverse case, where the partner that was originally the one that didn't dissolve the partnership now decided to dissolve the partnership without the knowledge and consent of his partner, and the other partner again hauled him in front of Beis Din, and now was in the reverse scenario, and in this case, Beis Din ruled that he had no right to dissolve the partnership. So this fellow sees that initially his partner dissolved without his consent, and he went to Beis Din, and Beis Din ruled against him and said that no, he had a right to dissolve the partnership without your knowledge. And now, this same partner that lost the first entire, again, he's losing the second entire with the same svar, it's the same case. In this case as well, he's the one who dissolved it this time, and Beis Din ruled against him and said that he had no right to dissolve the partnership. So says the Gemara, Beis Din gave them their reason for the psak, and the Beis Din said that when it comes to wine, it's different because the wines have different qualities, and it's not like money, which was the original shutvis, and now it's a shutvis of wine. And when it comes to wine, since there are different qualities regarding different types of wine, you can't dissolve a partnership without the consent of your partner. Says the Rashba, you see, again, a case where Beis Din must provide a reason for their psak, enabling the litigant to issue an appeal. Why, says the Rashba, and says the Nebuki Yosef, because this case is a case where Beis Din is issuing a psak that seems incomprehensible. Says the Nebuki Yosef, when Beis Din has something that seems contradictory, it seems to be a milsa de tmiya, seems to be a psak that doesn't make sense, such as this case, where you had two partners. The first case, the Beis Din ruled that you have the right to dissolve without the consent of the other. And the second case, which ostensibly was the same case, Beis Din ruled that you didn't have the right. And it seemed to be a contradiction in their psak. In that case, Beis Din had to issue a ruling because the Yisam Nikim, because it looks bad for Beis Din, it looks like they are out to get this individual. It looked like they had bias against this individual. Over there, they had to issue a ruling. So we have a second scenario in which Beis Din has to issue a ruling, and that is a case where they are giving a psak that seems incomprehensible, that seems not to make sense. Either there's a contradiction in their psak, or there seems to be a clear bias in their psak. In that case as well, there's a requirement for Beis Din to issue a reason for their ruling. Now, on a practical level, this entire discussion is not so nageya in America, because when you come to litigate in a Beis Din today, they require you to sign a waiver giving complete authority to Beis Din, number one, that they don't have to provide you with any reasons, number two, that it can't be appealed, and as well, you sign off a waiver saying that Beis Din, if they issue an incorrect psak, will be exempt from any liability. Mitzad, the din of the Gemara, Beis Din has liability if they make a mistake in their psak, and that is something that is very helpful for a din Torah because that makes them feel some level of responsibility before issuing a decision. Today, they don't allow Beis Din to take that responsibility. Rather, they make the litigants sign a waiver exempting Beis Din from any culpability in case they make a mistake. There are several reasons for this. One of them being that legally, the psak of Beis Din doesn't have any validity in court, in according to the law, if it's not something that is truly confirmed. If you were able to appeal it, it lacks in its credibility, and it doesn't have any legal basis mitzad U.S. law. And therefore, Beis Din requires you to sign this waiver in order to make sure that no appeal could be made, in order to give the psak of Beis Din some legal teeth. And therefore, even though api halacha, there are cases where you're able to ask for an appeal, on a practical level, you're not able to. However, in Eretz Yisrael, you could, because in Eretz Yisrael, the laws are very different, and over there, they do allow for the option of appeal.